Blog Talk Radio.
Quiet Storm with Greg Lasseter.
Thank you.
Ah, I gotta get to know ya. You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lasseter, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. Guys, guess who I have in the studio? Got to get to know her. I got Blue Romero. Let's give her a serious round of applause. Blue, what's up, girl? How are you? Welcome to the Quiet Storm, baby. How are you?
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no, thank you. Hey, Blue, it only has taken me, what did Maxwell say, a lifetime. Listen. No, guys, listen. I've known Blue Romero for a long time. Years, right, Blue? I've known you for years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I've known you for years. Yeah, and you know what, guys? She's a mover. She's a shaker. She makes things happen. So, Blue, listen, tell us a little bit about your background, because you're a native Californian, and you have many facets of life. Let's start with supermodel.
Oh, okay.
And let's go from there.
Well, yes, way back in the 80s, I was a model for an agency out of San Francisco, and so I modeled for Anne Klein, Yves Saint Laurent, so I did the runway, mostly loco, done some shows in New York, and I just had a ball with it, and I kind of bounced around the different things, but modeling was my thing that paid the bills.
So, being a model, you've seen it, you've heard it. I'm not going to say you've done it, but you've seen it and you've heard it. And the modeling business back in the 80s, in your opinion, is so different now, right? Tell us about the difference, the dichotomy between the two.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there was a thing of I was limited because of my the color of my skin, and I didn't have a pointed, narrow nose. And I had to stay 115 pounds. And so that was this. Yeah, no tattoos, really no piercings. They were very strict. Now I see these girls pregnant, short, fat. Well, I don't think you say fat these days. What do you say?
No, we can't fat shame.
Plus size now. Yeah, you know, they have everything now. So, but yeah, right. I didn't have that luxury back when I was in the game. I was around Iman. I did get to meet a lot of the supermodels as well. Iman, Cindy Crawford, those girls were around when I was in the game.
You being in the game though, when you were in the game, you were just not a model. You are also a dancer and a singer.
So I was classically trained at 5 years old. My mom put me in modern jazz and ballet. So I've been trained, like I said, from 5 years old, and I've danced with a lot of groups back in the '80s and nineties, the Whispers, even Hammer. Believe it or not, saw me at the,
club.
If I go back,
if I go back and look at those videos, are we going to see you?
No, you're not going to see me in the video. He saw me at the club and wanted me. Matter of fact, there was a guy named Ace who was a mutual friend of ours, and he tried to recruit me, and I was like, no, I already heard by that time how brutal he was. So I was like, no, I'm cool, you know. But, yeah, so, no, I danced for a lot of groups. And what I was called was local talent. So whenever groups would come to the Bay Area, you know, and they need someone to dance back up behind the groups, it was me and this beautiful Asian lady. I forget her name. But, yeah, we used to dance all the time. So, yeah. And I also danced with Rick James. So, I mean, the list is long.
Wait, with who?
Rick James. Rick James.
Oh, Rick. Oh, my God. Now, let me ask you something. Let me go tell some stories. Because I know I got some stories. So, and Rick James, you got some stories with Rick James, about Rick James, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them I can't tell, but I can tell this one. Well, when I was... you stop. When I was coming up in the game, I know the story. Yeah. When I was coming up in the game...
That's the story you can't tell.
Well, yeah, the other ones I can't tell, but this one I can. This one, yeah, this one is rated for everybody. So he, you know, he kind of, my manager at the time wanted me to try out for some stuff for Rick, and, you know, and I did, and he really liked me. And but one thing about me that stood out from a lot of the other women that were around him at the time is that I didn't play. Mm-hmm. I did not play all that casting couch stuff. So, you know, he really respected that. And he told me, he said, hey, look, never change. Keep that mouth of yours and back all these off, and you'll be okay in this business because it's a cutthroat business. And, you know, I listened to him, and it worked for me. But, you know, yeah, it was fun. I mean, he was nice. He often picked me up from a little store I used to hang out at in Fillmore, and he had his chauffeur come in who had the long braids, too. It was so funny because a friend of mine, I was in high school now, a friend of mine didn't believe me that I knew him. So he came up, and the chauffeur came in, and I used to roller skate like Tootie, you know, off of Facts of Life. That's part of the way I used to stay in shape. This chauffeur came in with the braids and was like, hey, we're looking for Princess. That's the name I went by back then. And I said, oh, I'm right
here.
And, yeah. And so, you know, and then everyone started looking around, and then my friend was like, oh, can I have an autograph? I put my hand up. I said, uh-uh, get back. No, you said I didn't know him. Get back. And I went in the car with him, and we drove off. But, yeah, off to the next little gig. But, yeah, he was awesome. Misunderstood artist, but, yeah.
But, you know, he was actually, he was a genius. I thought one of the most prolific songwriters I've ever met in my life, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But he lived, but he truly lived the life of a rock star.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You look up rock star and there he is. Yeah, I can't tell anymore of those stories, but yeah.
All your fans, I know all your fans, all your followers, I don't even say fans, your fans and followers, I know they're dying to call you. Guys, if you have any questions for Blue, call me at 563-999-3720. 563-999-3720. And hey, Blue, we're going to do this. I know one of your – who's your favorite artist?
Oh, come on. We all know it's the purple one, Prince. And I got some stories about that one, too. But, you know, I'm going to behave myself.
No, we got. I want to hear that one. Wait, hold on a second. My God. Wait. The purple one, huh? The purple one. And he was different, right?
Oh, yeah. Very nice guy, though. Very nice. Yeah. I met him, too, when I was 10.
When you were what?
10 years
what?
Old.
What?
Yeah.
I'm that much older than you? I didn't know I was that much older than you.
Yeah, I met him when I was 10 years old in Minneapolis. My cousin, well, there's 9 of us, right? But I have a different father from my other siblings. But their brother is Susan's father from Vanity 6.
Didn't
know that, did you?
Right. No, I didn't. Did not know that.
Yeah, so we're indirectly related. But, yeah, no, I met him when he was still doing his thing, pretty much still kind of an unknown. But, yeah, I met him in Minneapolis, and it was through an older artist I used to hang out with. Believe it or not, my ass was fast in that way, not the other way.
Wait, PHAT. Wait, you said fast?
Just music-wise.
No,
Because I grew up in a household full of, you know, musicians and artists brothers, you know, everyone. My mom was a belly dancer. She was in movies. And so, yeah, there was always something going on in my house. So, yeah, it was
and
no big thing to
and you,
him.
You know what, Blue? I know you have many, many talents. And your family, your brother, he was big in the industry, or is big in, was big in the industry as well as
yes.
you sing really well. Guys,
yes.
if you don't know, check her out on TikTok, guys. Check her out.
Woo. Please
check
don't.
Her out
but, yeah.
on TikTok. Yeah. But so did you sing that what did you want to, did you always want to be a model?
I did. So well, dancing actually was first. And you mentioned my brother. My brother, his name, he went by a few names. He went by Lorenzo, and that's who I named my son after. And then he also went by Lawrence Songwriter. Now, he was modeling first, and I always looked up to him. I have five brothers, but that's the one I looked up to. And he was in Michael Jackson's video, too, Smooth Criminal and Thriller. And he was in Cats on Broadway and a whole bunch of other stuff. I mean, he was out there. And so I was falling right behind him. So that's who I wanted to be, just like him.
If you had to do it all over again, would you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. But I would change a few things.
Well, let me ask you. I'm just curious. What would you change?
I would probably... and my kids, I hope, you know, don't get mad at me if you're listening. I would probably not go to that store and meet that guy that became the father. I would just keep roller skating and I would have been famous by now.
Oh, you are famous. You said you would have been famous?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would have been a household name because I was well on my way. And that was before the internet.
But Blue, you look at your followers, girl. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You are.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I would have taken it to a whole nother level. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that would be the only thing
like
I would change.
You would have taken it to a whole nother level.
Oh, I was on my way. Mm-hmm.
As a singer, as a dancer, as what?
As all of them. Yep. Because people were calling to request me, mostly for dancing, modeling. Like I said, was still kind of on the racist side. And Tyra Banks can tell you about that, too, even though she came after me. And it was a lot of that. But, yeah, I mostly got a lot of calls for dancing because I was really good at that time. So, yeah. A lot of artists were requesting me.
So you got rhythm.
I do. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But,
oh, yeah.
You know what? People have inboxed me and asked me this. What is your background? What is your ethnicity?
Oh, gosh. Everything under the sun. But Mexican, Afro-American, Puerto Rican, Irish, and English, and anything else that's out there. Asian, too.
Wow. Really? Well, you know, when you look
yeah.
at you, I'm like, what is she? When I first saw you, Blue, I was like, I'm confused.
Yeah. I confuse a lot of people. I always tell people, you know, get a pen and a paper because you can't remember all of this because it goes in many different directions.
Right. Wait, when we come back, I'm going to play a song. When we come back, I got some questions. How you're making your transition from a model dancer singer to what you're doing now? So don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lasseter, here at G-Radio New York City, where you can find the classic soul and R&B music, music for your soul. I got her, Blue Romero. Welcome back. So, Blue, check it out. I want to go back, because that's how I found you years ago. You were really on the Prince groove. When you met Prince and, of course, you met Morris Day at the time.
Yeah.
Correct. So back then, when you were, well, were you around Prince when he started the time, I think, and he wrote a lot of music for the time with Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam. Were you familiar, were you around in that era?
I was, yeah.
Got any stories?
I was. Yeah.
Tell us the story.
Okay. Well, you know, because of my affiliation with Susan and a few other people, I always, you know, had a pass, backstage pass. So, and I knew that backstage with him was different than backstage with other groups that I've been around. Oh, yeah, he didn't play a lot of that rock and roll stuff. So, you know, it was a lot more behaved.
Right.
Than some of the other places. So it was always great. You know, I always loved, I used to take my best friend, Cindy, who has since passed away, but we used to dress up the whole, you know, negligee and all that stuff and go running ourselves to the concert. Oh, yeah, yeah. We thought we were in Vanity Six or something, you know. It was quite fun. But, yeah, I loved, you know, that time. And, you know, like I said, it was different. It was nice. He was a nice guy. He was never rude to me. He always threw these little spontaneous parties. Yeah.
Right.
And he always threw these little spontaneous parties at his home in Minneapolis. So sometimes I got to go, sometimes I didn't. But yeah, very fun. Missed the guy. Very talented. You won't see another like him.
Right. Now, going back, at what point, guys, you know, Blue right now is still in the entertainment industry, and she's a big power broker. At what point did you make that transition to entertainment, meaning that from the business side of it?
Yeah. So I was one who listened to my mom in this area. She was like, hey, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Go get a degree. Have something to fall back on. And that's exactly what I did. Now I have. And so... I was like, okay, well, you know, this isn't exactly working out. You know, I thought I was going to do the whole Leave It to Beaver thing and, you know, have the husband and the kids and the white picket fence, and that didn't work out.
Right.
You know, but I was used to a certain lifestyle. So I was like, you know what, I got to make this happen for myself. So I stayed on the back end of it. So I just started negotiating contracts for artists and things like that, you know, and then it went corporate, and then I would bounce back and forth to artists because I still have a lot of connections to so many of them, and, you know, so many of them get burned in their deals, and I wanted to make sure that, hey, okay, go ahead and sign it or don't sign it, you know.
Right. Oh, well, one thing is congratulations, guys. Congratulations, Blue, on your big contract with Cruise Line. Guys, I'm telling you, this woman is amazing. She's a mover and a shaker. She's a mover and a shaker. I mean, I thought I was, but now I'm retired, so I live my life through Blue. So.
Oh gosh, there's a benefit to my madness.
Yes, there is. No, it really is. Tell us, did you ever run across Michael Jackson in the industry?
Oh yeah, yes. So again, my brother danced for him, and I actually ran across his then manager. This is a true story. So my manager, his manager, we all went to dinner. This was in Oakland, California. And, you know, I didn't eat. A lot of times they had this house that they would have a lot of the artists stay in, right, the younger ones. And so I had a thing for steak fries. I don't know if they make those still, but steak fries. I mean, I didn't eat anything else, but that was the one thing.
Right.
Yeah. So, and I always wanted hot sauce and ketchup. So they always would lock me up over there when a show or something was coming up. And BS you not, they would give me bran flakes in water. Well, I got that. So anyway, fast forward, I knew I was getting ready to meet Michael Jackson's people. So we went to go have dinner, and I was like, oh, finally, I get to eat. And I didn't eat meat at that time. I was a vegetarian anyway. But I thought I could have something, you know, other than bran flakes. So anyway, the waitress is going all around the table, and everyone's ordering their food. And right when I started opening up my mouth, my manager popped in and say, hey, no, she'll have peaches in water and a bottle of Perrier. Oh. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh,
I don't even get to eat now. But, yeah, it was so funny. But, and so this story is going to get kind of cuckoo. So, so, you know, he wanted to see me dance. This is, like I said, some of the dark side. And listen to Corey Feldman because he's telling the truth.
I
went in the back to go change into my dance gear. Came out, and there was a lot of funny business going on, and I can't go into detail. Needless to say, I contacted my agent. I was like, get me the heck out of here. I'm not into this. I'm not going to do this. And if it costs me, you know, this gig, then fine. And that's exactly what happened, and that was my last dealing with all
and
that.
And you know, people know, I've seen some crazy stuff as well. I mean, if people don't believe it, you lived it. Like what they say happens in the business truly happens in the business. Now, you got in the business when you were underage. Do you have chaperones and stuff?
Well, my manager was supposed to be my chaperone. I mean, I don't think he was very good because I also posed for Playboy. that didn't get published because they found out I was under 18, but Hugh, you know, his perverted self, didn't care.
Right.
But then, you know, it got out that I was 15, 16. So those got shelved somewhere. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Was he still around? Is he still living around?
No, he passed some time ago. Yeah. Hugh was something else.
Yes. Really?
But
I can't wait. You know what? I want to hear that story off. You didn't tell me that story. I want to hear that story offline. I can't wait to hear that story. But I don't know. We talk about a lot of stuff. We never talked. I gotta hear that story. I can't wait to hear that story. Lord. Look, I'm calling you after the show. I need to hear that one. I need to hear that show. I need to hear. The industry really hasn't changed. Do you think the industry gotten worse?
Worse.
Or not?
Oh, it's worse. It's still the same, but it's worse at the same time because now people coming up missing. It's crazy. Yeah, they're coming up missing. Yeah, they're here one day and gone somewhere the next. It's crazy. It's a brutal, cutthroat business, and the things they make you or ask you to do if you want to be Madonna's level or, you know, or you get blackballed, and they do mean blackballed. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I was like, okay, blackball me because I'm not going to.
But you know what? I want to touch on this briefly. You have one of your children are famous as well in the business.
Yes, Miyoki Jones. She has quite a bit of music out there. All you have to do is Google her name, and all kinds of stuff pops up.
Yes. So the apple didn't fall far from the tree, huh?
Nope. And we have, you know, not just her. I have nephews, nieces.
Right.
I mean, you need anything, we got it in this family.
Do you represent any of them? Do you represent your daughter, right? Do you represent your daughter?
I don't. I wish did, but no, I don't. No, she was working with Puffy, and I'll let her tell the rest of that story later.
But guys, listen. On that note, guys. Yeah, as you guys know, I have To the Point with Greg Lassiter, and Blue will be on the show May 9th, as well as Miyoki, right? So they will be here on Live and Living Color. We're going to do an instance. You guys get to see Blue in Living Color. She hides out. I'm not telling you where she hides out, but she hides out. And she hides
out
deep.
I have to hide because, you know, when I was in the game, and like I said, this was all before the internet and everything, I had a stalker stalk me. So, you know, I tend to live places that one would think I wouldn't be. It could be in the woods. It could be in the mountains.
You think? Hey, guys, I got to tell you this. I'm going to touch on this a little bit. Where Blue lives, you know, I'm a world traveler, but where she lives, I won't go. I will not go. Blue's like, come on over, Greg. No. Blue was like, Greg, come on. Let's hang out. Blue, you're my girl, but no, I'm not going to do that. Not only, as you guys know, Blue also, where she lives, and this big old mansion where she lives, I got to tell you, you guys probably know, she got a damn ghost. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. It's not my first rodeo with the spirit world either.
Oh, no, please do. Please enlighten our listeners.
Okay, so, well, like I said, it's not my first rodeo, but in this house, there is a bouncing ball found above my office, and then, you know, I go up there, but there's carpet, and there's no one there, so why, you know, is there this bouncing ball sound? And things get moved, doors will often open and close, lights, my fan started rotating. There was no wind.
Right, nothing. I remember that. I remember you telling me that, yeah.
Yes, I got that video.
Wait, Blue, so that's not your black side. You know that, right? That's not your black side.
I know, it's my 27%.
The side of you that when black people, when we hear ghosts in the house, oh, you can have a house, ghost. You can have the house. You can have
it. Yeah, I know.
And let me, guys, I'm going to tell you guys, Blue, where she lives, I'm scared. I would not go. I'm telling you. I won't go. Not only because of the ghost, I won't go. Because where? Blue, I'm telling Blue, I'm saying, you know what you're saying? Greg, listen, no, you got to come. You got to come out of that place. I'm scared. You ain't got no life. I mean, like, what was the other day we were talking? Blue was like, I'm like, where are you? She goes, I'm at the gun range. I'm like, what? She's at the gun range, which was cool.
Yeah.
But remember you took
a
picture.
It was a very interesting one.
I said, wait, what is it? Yeah, I said, Blue, wait, how you going to be at the gun range and there's a bar behind you?
Yes, that was the first.
What kind of crap is that?
I've never seen that before. Yeah, that was crazy. So this is a very elite gun club range. So it's they have a bar, and I don't mean a cheap little bar. It is a full-blown, wonderful, nice, upscale bar. They have a whole restaurant in there. You have a pool table in there. You got the shooting range, and you got the skeet shooting. I guess that's where you throw the little plate up and shoot it.
Right, right.
It's a very, very nice place. And then you can get drunk and go buy guns and all that. And then they got a nice little sun deck, and I just never seen anything like it. But I was like, okay. So
yeah,
I had to buy a couple firearms.
Right.
Wait, Blue, it's nice.
As we know, guns and alcohol does not mix.
No, that's why I was very surprised. But, yes, they have that. It's a very interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
And
to
that was
say,
the only
the
woman of color
league.
There.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I was gonna say, you had to be. You know, your boys be down there with that chewing tobacco, spitting, going, look at that girl.
Yeah, not these types. These types, you know, rolling up in some very nice cars and trucks and things.
Really?
And, you know, these, you can tell these boys got money to play, and it's very expensive to join the club. So,
that
they do that
crazy.
To the riffraff.
The price.
Yeah.
The price.
Yeah.
But,
oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
But that's to keep off people of color as well, I think.
Well,
the way racism exists now, then you can't go in because you're black. If black people don't want, or if people don't want you in their store, like Whole Foods, you know, we don't have to worry about black people coming here because nobody's going to pay $12 for an apple. So that's the new racism.
Yeah, I
know you
care.
Don't.
I walk my caramel stuff right on up in there, sashaying that I was off the Mars attack girl. And, you know, and I dare you to say anything. It's crazy to me because all
yo, guys, Blue had me cracking up. Blue, we were talking one day. I said, where you at? And I said, where you are? Where are you? I didn't say where you at because I speak grammatically correct for the most part. I said, Blue's like, Greg, I'm getting some I'm getting
oh,
some
no.
fish.
Oh, no. I knew it.
What was that? Let me buy $1.50 wear a cart. I was like, what?
That's right. I didn't want to buy too much, you know. I was trying to stay in my little curvy shape self, and, you know, I can't be out here messing with Georgia like that. Yeah. These people, they eat.
Look,
these people eat.
We laugh.
We ain't going to be hungry down here.
Yeah, I mean, I know. We had that one going for a minute. Blue bought $2 worth of shrimp. That was one trip.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Now I got five.
Oh, my God.
And I tell you, something that's true. Every time I want to go splurge and act a fool and eat whatever I want, I just look out at these cats out here, and that stops me. You know, every now and then I get a little crazy, but then I know how to take those numbers back down, too. I'm on decline as we speak. I'm like,
hey, look,
yeah, I can't look
because,
like these guys.
You know, down there, boy, they don't care. They do not care. You know how I feel about that one. Hey, Blue, don't go anywhere. I'm just thinking. I'm just running across. I got all this music, and I can't find any Prince. I thought I had some Prince, but I do have some Michael Jackson. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
Go on and on, and the facts of my mind.
Remember the
We're back with Blue Romero here at the Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here on G-Radio in New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music and music for your soul. So you do have a lot of fans, Blue. I'm just saying.
Awesome. Well, that's awesome. As long as they stay over there.
But, you know, and I see, you know, you and I, we talk a lot, but I see why you have to be extremely careful. Do you want to tell the story about that stalker?
Okay, yeah. So, and he's still in prison, so yes, I can talk about him a little bit. So, yeah, this is when I was 15, 16. My mother was gone, and there was a stalker. And I had the window up, and, you know, he jumped in and proceeded to strangle me. And so until I blacked out, and when I came to, he was still there, and this just went on all night until morning when my neighbor didn't see me outside jogging because I used to jog. And then he came in, and that's actually what saved me. And the guy went out the window and everything, but turned out that he killed other women and left them in Golden Park. And so he's in prison till this day. So my neighbor actually saved my skin. Yeah. And I was really curious with my agency at the time because they knew I was, you know, gaining, you know, getting very popular, and they should have had, you know, someone guarding me at the time.
Right. Oh, wow. I mean, I see why, you know, very protective and very, very to yourself kind of thing, but yet still public. Still public. But you know what, Emmy, I want to know, and I don't think I know this story, but tell us about how you came about Blue Romero.
Oh, that one is, that one's actually kind of a sad story, how I came up with that one. So I lost my son in 2018. I used to go by Cha-Cha.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And the Blue.
Cha-Cha McKnight, right? I think it was Cha-Cha McKnight. Okay.
Yes. Right. So, so the blue is for my mood, and the rain is for the tears that I shed. So, yeah, blue rain.
Wow.
Yeah. So I shed the cha-cha and blue rain. Mm-hmm.
Right. Wow. Oh,
and my son was,
I remember.
Yeah. He was cracking into the industry as well because before all the drama happened, he was extremely good shape. I mean, just the guy was ripped. And, you know, a lot of football players in San Francisco, and just people, period, were always asking him, hey, can you get me to look like you, you know?
Right.
So, yeah,
you know what? You want to tell that story about your son? Can you tell that story?
Which part of him in the
industry? What happened to him? Yeah, what happened?
Oh, he was in an auto accident. Not really.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And guys, her son is the good-looking kid on her Facebook. That's not a boyfriend. That's her son. Because everybody asked me. Because people are calling and asking me, are you married? What's your status? You want a man? I'm like, I don't know. I'll ask her. You guys are out there listening.
Yeah.
You know,
my status is I am so extremely busy. I really don't have the time. I mean, if you can believe it or not, I keep myself so busy because I'm at the age right now where I'm nesting because I have a plan that I want to retire literally on a beach. And I'm trying to figure out which beach is going to be the Bahamas, is going to be the Puerto Rico or somewhere, but I'm going to be on some beach. So that's my mission. And my cats are my man now. So, yeah.
And the goat. Hey, Blue, don't forget the damn goat, okay? You know,
well, the
don't
goat
forget
gets to see everything.
You know, the goat. I mean, guys, Blue called me. We're talking. I'm like, you know what? That ghost thing? No. I need you. Hey, Blue, you need to come meet me out on the main highway. Can't go down your street. Why didn't you do your damn homework when you bought the house?
I know. And, you know, I thought the real estate agent would disclose that. But, yeah, but it won't happen again, I tell you that. But like I said, this isn't my first rodeo. I've been in other homes where things have gone, you know, bump in the night and all this and that. And it's funny because the cats can see it. You know, the cats actually can see it.
Right,
kids and animals, they see it. So, yeah, their
little
ears go forward and they're all looking and we're all in the bed. And I'm like, okay, all three of us are here. All four of us are here. So what's making that noise? And then their ears are looking at the door because I keep it cracked. And I said, just ignore it right now. We're going to all lay down and ignore it. And
wait, babe, listen. Let me ask you this, though, babe. Hold on a second. Where you live where it's dark and no streetlights and you hear that, doesn't bother you?
No, because I am one of those people that's kind of gifted in these types of things, and if I felt it was bad, that would be my other side coming out, and I would have been gone. But I don't feel it's a bad spirit. I feel that it's a just a nice. I feel actually it's a child. So you know,
really
trying to see who am I? Yeah, bouncing the ball. That's a kid.
Right. But why have you ever thought about going back to see the history of your house?
I don't want to know because I may not like it, and then I won't stay. So I'm only going to be here for a while anyway.
Hey, Blue, you already know what I think. I'm like, you need to come out of there, girl. You already know. I'm like, I think you live down there because you don't want no damn visitors. Seriously.
That's true, too.
Ain't no black people coming down there. Ain't no black people coming down there for real. I know.
And
it
worked.
You couldn't even.
No, I only got one family friend that comes through, but that's it.
Nope. Hey, look, and if you show up unannounced, you better scream or you might get shot.
Yes. I have a 12 gauge waiting and a couple of Glocks. So yeah, don't think about it. Homie, don't play that.
No, homie, don't. Hey, if you see Blue in a cowboy hat and some cowboy boots, big out. Big out.
Now you won't see that.
I won't see that.
No, you won't
see that. I'm going to say something else, but I'll leave that out.
Don't you dare. I already know. Told you, don't nobody want to see that.
Guys, let me tell you, this woman has come retired. Blue, like, I would call her during the day, like, yo, what you doing? And, I mean, guys, you can tell she's funny as hell. She cracks me up. She cracks me
up. I crack
my funny as hell. You do, girl, you are so funny. I'm sitting there going, I'm walking down the street laughing. People are like, is he crazy? Oh, this is New York. Everybody's crazy. So, I mean, yeah you are funny. Boy, you, and I mean, you guys, you think I have stories? No.
Yeah.
She has stories. Her story topped my story by a bazillion percent. Oh my God.
I got one that's really funny. That's really funny. I think I can keep one as a high official of the chain restaurant out here called Waffle House, okay? So I went out with this cat couple times.
Not the Waffle House.
And I hope I won't get pinged for this.
Wait, hold on, Blue. Waffle House, not Waffle House. Not Waffle House.
Waffle House. Waffle House. The big yellow.
The one that
looks like a big old yellow jacket. Bumblebee.
The Waffle House you go at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yes. When you're drunk.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. So I went out with this cat. So anyway, gosh, this is why I don't fool with people in Atlanta. So anyway, I go back to his house drunk. And so I'm like, okay, you know, I want to take a shower. Bull crap you not. This honestly happened. So I'm in the shower, okay? He comes and joins me. I'm like, oh, what's about to happen here? But then I had soap on my face. And so I couldn't really see what was going on. No, this is true. I feel something furry.
No. Shut up.
Wait a minute. No. No. Wait a minute. It was something furry on my chest and face and all that. I rinsed my face off and it's a gosh darn dog. This motherfucker done put his dog in the shower with us. Needless to say, I rinsed off and I got the heck up out of there.
Wait, what? Yeah. I don't know. You didn't tell me that story. You know you told me that story.
Oh, honey, I got so many.
What? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, guys, you know, I just want to say this. You know, Blue, I'm a producer. I'm going to publish Blue's book. She's going to, I'm trying to convince her to write a damn book. Okay.
And I hope
Blue has
little,
so many
minion isn't listening. I'm actually friends with one of his former employees on Facebook, so I hope he's not listening. But you know what? If you are, that's fine. He knows what happened to him. I think I told him.
Hey, wait. Yo, you know I'm calling you after the show, right? So I want to know who that is. Yo, you. I don't even know that story. You told me. Oh, this is going to be a good one. This is going to be good.
Yeah. Dayton in Atlanta was horrible. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't even. See, you know what? You know how I feel about the South. I don't go below the Mason-Dixon line, man. Yo, you in the deep South.
Yeah.
You in the deep.
Yeah. Well, this is when I first came out here. I knew, you know, didn't know any better when I first came out here, right fresh from Cali. I'm like, oh, the South welcomes me. Yeah, okay. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that was interesting. I got people bringing dogs in the gosh darn shower. I got stiffed at a restaurant to pay the bill. The dude said he was going to the bathroom. I mean, oh, my
God.
No,
you didn't tell me that. Tell that story.
Gosh, yeah. So this guy who's also in the music industry, but I guess his ass is broke. And
somebody
said,
we know,
you know. No. He's a guitar player. You know, that's all I'm going to say about that cat. Okay. He ain't going to get my ass sued.
Okay.
But anyway, we met up at a restaurant, and, you know, he was actually supposed to pay. Now, I'm not one of those chicks that go, you know, order the most expensive thing.
Right.
I'm not that type. You
know,
regular.
You're self-sufficient anyway.
And he got something.
Right.
But I can drink you under the table. So my drink is lemon drop. So for all those who think you want to take me out,
Lord,
you're going to regret it. Because your bill will be
high.
Because I can drink. I ain't saying I was going to order food. The drinking
part. Right.
Yeah, I can drink you under the table. So anyway, he said, I'm going to the bathroom. Do you know the waitress came over and said, oh, so you're going to pay the bill? And I was like, oh, he will when he gets back. Oh, he left. He went out the door. I was like, what? Yeah.
What? Wait.
Oh, I got another one real quick.
I never heard
that
story either.
Oh, yeah. This
Did you ever call him back?
You don't even have the nerve to call me after that. Don't even bother calling.
What did he say?
Oh, no, I didn't even answer the phone. Nothing.
Oh.
I didn't answer the phone. That was just it. Don't ask me to help you. Don't call me. Nothing. I'm not going to give you chances to get me again.
Right.
Once you do,
again.
And I'll tell you this last one. This one is a famous baseball player who I'll give you a hint. He was once brown, and now he's white.
Say that again.
But I'm not in the sports, see?
Right.
I'm not in the sports.
Oh, yeah.
So
I know this story, yes. I know that story,
yes.
Tell that story.
I didn't know who he was. So he came, and he, you know, picked me up, took me out, blah, blah, blah. And at that time, I had a house that was like 5,000 square foot home, and he sat up there and told me my house was too small. And I was like, okay, I already don't like you now. But anyway, we go to the restaurant. Again, I don't know who he was because I don't follow sports. So we go, and all these people start running up and asking for autographs. And I'm sitting there like, who the F are you? You know. Who he was. I'll go ahead and say his name.
Hey,
I'll get wrapped behind. Mm-hmm.
He's a jerk anyway. He don't even know who he is. You know, I know who you're talking about. I know the story. Yeah, you wouldn't even know you wouldn't know him now. That's something like that.
Yeah.
He doesn't look the same. He doesn't look the same now.
Well, he didn't look the same then. for sure. He was a jokester. Yeah, but that's all I ran into when I first came out to Atlanta, because I lived in a very nice area, Alpharetta. And so I just ran across all these rich guys, and they're very snobby, and I didn't like that. And I'm,
right.
you know, kind of a hippie from California, so, you know, I didn't.
Right, right,
that
right.
didn't impress me.
Right.
Whereas
and,
that
and,
would impress
and,
all these other
guys,
ones. It didn't impress me.
Mm-hmm. And, guys, Blue is down to earth, too. She's really down to earth. She's down to earth.
Yeah.
Because, you know, well, yeah. I know you for a long time, and I'm like, I think she's pretty snooty. But you're not. You're down to earth.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Yeah, they get that because they look at the exterior. And then once they get to know me, like, oh,
right.
dang, she's pretty cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're
yeah,
very
that,
cool, guys. You know what? Blue is cooler than ice, man. That's how she's not as cool as me, but she's cooler than ice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these cats, they're like, oh, I got this, I got that. And I'm, you know, and I often sit there like, do you know the cats I've been around? Are you kidding me right now?
Right.
Your mansion and your yacht is not impressing me because I've been there
right.
and done that. And, you know,
right.
it takes
right.
a lot more. I want to see the person.
Right.
I can care less with all that material.
Right.
I just want to know the person. And, you know, that's where that
right.
clown also made his mistake, you know, on top of a few
right.
other things. You know. And then he wanted me, you
right.
know, to come pick him up the next day at a Porsche store over there somewhere. I'm like, oh, I'm not coming to pick you. What are you talking about?
Well, you
yeah,
know,
that
you
was
know,
short.
Atlanta is full of fools, I think. You know,
it is.
I do not. That's one of the places I'm not really fond of. I'm, you know, me
mm-hmm.
allowed. You know how I felt about the South, and then definitely
mm-hmm.
Atlanta. Atlanta, yeah. I just no. I'm a New Yorker.
Well,
but Blue. If you want, I want before we go, because I got to pay some bills, for, you know, pause for the cause. But women that are trying to get into the business, give them some advice.
Well, gosh, especially for the stuff I've been seeing today, I don't
right.
like at all. So
right.
I
right.
highly recommend doing something different than what you see these other cats. I can't stand these guys who are rapping with their pants halfway down. Do something different. Pick up
right.
a guitar or something.
Right.
You know,
right.
entertain me. I don't want to see 14 dudes all on the stage, you know, jumping around yelling at someone.
Right.
Pick up an instrument. Take it back, you know, a few years. And,
right.
and tell a story
right.
when you
right.
rap. You know, tell a story
right.
you sing. That seems to be lost.
Right.
You know, so
right.
I post
true.
A lot
that
of artists I see on
true.
TikTok on my page when I see something I like. And, you know,
right.
those are the ones
right.
I usually pick are these youngsters who can actually pick
right.
up a guitar, play the piano.
Right.
And, but, you know,
no music.
It is not
no
the same.
Music.
Yeah, it's
right.
no music.
Right.
And, you know, it's
right.
far different than it was when I was in a game. You know, you had to hustle, and then shop your stuff and then get, you know, heard
right.
and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Now, I don't know what
right.
these kids are doing. I mean, because how do you even get paid?
Yeah.
How are these people becoming millionaires? I mean, there's no album.
Right.
I don't
that's
know
what you know what?
What?
That's what. That's you know what? But this is my theory. This is my theory, Blue. They sign these lifetime contracts, and they give them. People don't understand this in the industry. When a record company gives you an advance, that's what it is. A signing deal is an advance against your future earnings.
Mm-hmm.
And they own your masters.
Yeah.
So you are a slave to the rhythm. And Prince told everybody about that. Own your own masters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
That's been a common mistake with so many. But, you know, I'm really happy to see a lot of these older groups from, like, the 80s and stuff
right.
are touring again. And so I'm really, really happy.
Right.
I just saw something on Facebook yesterday that Mickey Free has some new stuff out. And I mean, it's great
right.
to see all these artists.
Right.
SOS Band is touring again. It's wonderful to see
right.
these guys show these youngsters how it's done.
How to do it. like we have a lot of friends in common in the industry, but more importantly, the Spinners, man. Ronnie and those guys, the Spinners got a new album out.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
They got a new album
yeah.
out. So I think we should take it back. We need to take it back where you had to have some kind of talent,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know?
Yep. Oh, yeah. And it's a trip because, you know, all these girls, they get on, they I ain't knocking your look, but it's piles of makeup. It's wigs. The hell, wigs been going way back from wherever. Hell, I even have a few myself. But don't look like a clown. You know, they got these glasses that look like, you know, they're about to start flying away. And these little onesies that I think Beyonce probably started, and now they're taking her to a whole new level. These fake behinds, and it's like, come on, what are you? What is going on? No, I want to see you sing. I don't want to be distracted by your body is all messed up, you know, because you got this huge thing in the back that looks like a coffee table. And yeah, no. So, you know, I want to see some real artists like Carole King, you know, when they sat up there and played at the top. They told a story. You know, you're so vain. Like,
and people,
you know?
Right. Look, Carole King wrote a lot of stuff for Aretha Franklin. Respect,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, he wrote stuff for a lot of
these people had talent. These people
and I'm
had
tell you,
talent. With,
that's the money right there. They want to know something? There's my advice. Here, write. Write for other artists.
Right.
You will not regret it. Yeah.
Yep.
You become
you'll
a hit,
get,
you got
you'll
it.
Get, you'll get
check out Dolly
money
Parton.
For the rest of your life.
Check out Dolly Parton. When Whitney Houston passed away, everyone went and bought the doggone record, and come to find out that was Dolly Parton. So you, when you thought you was giving the money to Whitney Houston's people, you give it to Dolly Parton. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Yeah.
And she's one of the richest women in the business. She's one of the richest women in the business. You know,
she's very smart.
Because Beyonce tried to get on that train too with Dolly Parton. She tried to get on that train.
Yeah, well, Beyonce samples everybody's music. Don't get me started on that one.
I just very say.
Yeah, she
talent,
samples
no
a lot
talent,
of
talent, zero talent.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, she can shake her behind, and that's just about it. Yeah. You can halfway sing, but the rest of them, sure, is auto-tune. Yeah.
Right. So what is your girl? Your girl, not your girl, but J-Lo, the same way. You know, all her stuff is auto-tuned.
Yeah.
And
well,
Jenny from the Block, I know the girl
auto-tune.
Who did the reference. No, right.
She's got a whole nother singer doing her stuff.
Right.
She's just a whole nother girl.
That's exactly right. That gives her the
it's
reference track
tip.
That she sings along with. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That chick
Jenny
sing.
On the Block is a
that
whole nother
chick.
Sing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a hot mess. I mean, don't you remember on New Year's Eve? I think it was last year or the year before last, and she got up there and tried to use her own voice and almost broke glass and everything, and eardrums too. I was like, oh my God, why are you embarrassing yourself like that? Don't do that ever again.
Oh, hey, well, Blue, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and guys,
thank you for having me.
She will. You know, she's going to be live May 9th on To The Point with Greg Lassiter. And you can actually see her, guys. She's beautiful. She's beautiful, guys. And she's down to earth.
Yeah.
She's funny, you know. So listen, thank you, Blue. I will talk to you soon. Thanks again for coming on The Quiet Storm, babe.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Have a wonderful night.
Okay, dear. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Remember now I got the blue.
To the Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Glassner, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul. And R&B music, the music for your soul. I'm back on pretty much every other night now. I want to thank Blue Romero. You guys, she's awesome. I've known Blue for a long time, and She's doing big things, man, especially in the entertainment industry. She's definitely a powerhouse. Blue, thank you so much. I got some really, really amazing guests that are coming on the show. So I got a few more minutes, so I'm going to keep playing some really all-time favorites. Don't go anywhere. Been listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G Radio, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. I apologize if you guys heard me. My producer left my mic hot and I was eating food. But I also want to thank my special guest, Blue Rain Romero. And she's awesome, guys. But I got to go. I'll see you next time. Remember this. Shoot for the moon. If you miss, you are still among the stars. I'm out of here, guys. Peace. Quiet Storm with Greg Lassiter. You sure